get the much-needed clarification that all of us desperately want.
Understand.
And just so you know, the assessor's office did not receive your affidavit or your sales letter. We sent it to you when you bought it in 22, but we don't have a record of it. So, sorry.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
She doesn't have a copy of my affidavit for use of my vehicle?
No. It's not attached here.
It was attached to the documents that were emailed and scanned.
Let me see.
As part of my documentation for this report today.
Okay, just a second. I'm looking. I'm looking if we. I'm trying to see if we have it in our materials.
What is the proper criteria you told me?
No, I'm not seeing any of these materials. Well, I understand that you would like to have that for purposes of the nights of actual. Oh, there it is. Total rental last year. Yes, we do have that. The 30 nights. Okay. For purposes of your appeal, yes, we do have that.
But the assessor's office actually sends them an affidavit when they buy the property, asking them questions about whether they're renting it out. The sales letter, of course, asks.
This would have been back when he bought it?
Yeah, on the 22.
Okay. I think he was talking about this thing, but yeah. Okay. All right, we've heard the evidence in this case. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I was going to make a motion on 2023-282 that we change the classification to mixed use 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Okay, we'd also need to add to that to deny a change in valuation or discrimination for purposes of appeal. That way, Aaron, you preserve your right to go to the tax commission on all of those issues. Okay, so with that supplement, do you accept those?
Yes.
For that amended?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 All right, you'll get a decision in the mail, Aaron, and then you can, of course, you can, of course, then appeal to the State Tax Commission, and it's my understanding that is a de novo review, meaning that you can present whatever evidence you want to, even if it's different from what you presented here.
Thank you.
Okay. Aaron, thank you very much, and I'm sorry we called you late. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. On these other two, they're actually now. And it says in person. So we actually got to the time on HN Properties. Now, HN Properties is a...
Branson Canyon
property. 233-205, is this one where you also met with a developer? In other words, is this one, are these consistent across the board as well? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
BOE 286.
Yeah, I think this was the Branson Canyon we did.
Okay, is BOE 286, is it just appealing on classification? Is it just appealing on?
Just classification.
So this probably is a nightly rental one. Okay. Wait a second. Oh, I dialed 286. I dialed the BOE number.
No, Branson Canyon's not one that we did valuation changes.
Okay. Okay.
Reached Andrew.
I can't
answer your phone right now. Leave me a message. I'll call you back as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye.
Andrew, my name is David Akers, chairman of the Tatey County BOE. I'm calling in. You have an shows on our sheet that you were going to be here in person at 3:30. We're a few minutes past that. I'm sure we'll be here for a few minutes, but I was just verifying whether or not you were planning to be here or what your situation was. We can take a look and rule on this particular one, which is HN Properties LLC, BOE 286, but just checking in to see if you were going to be available. Thank you. Is this a, do we have any information that there's any other ones? Is this a nightly rental?
I think he's got two properties I see under HN.
Yeah, he's got 260 Meadow Ridge and 241 Foggy Bay Lane, which is this one that we're talking about.
Have they both been appealed? Because I only see one on the docket.
No, I don't think so.
So maybe he knew about our mixed-use classification and just left the other one alone, and he wants this. Is the other one 100% commercial that he owns?
Yes.
Isn't it? I need to look. 260 Meadow Ridge. Let me look. I hope I grabbed the right one. There's two 216 Meadow Ridge.
Valerie left her a copy of her license to do business on that bed and breakfast.
Hang on, 260.
Maybe evidence she wanted us to consider.
She gave us copies.
Oh, I see.
This one looks like it's not coming up the same. Hang on a second.
One's Meadow Ridge. The other one's Foggy Bay Lane. I think that's this one, right?
It's hard to work a tablet in here. Okay, Branson Canyon. Meadowbrook Condos. It is down as commercial also. And the value on that one's $138,467, and they both belong to HN Properties.
This is a higher valuation.
Right.
A higher assessment.
This one is the higher assessed value?
Yes.
Okay. But the other one is 100% commercial?
It is.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 286 to, well, first of all, Did they just appeal classification?
Yep.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 286 that classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, and the last one is an actual 6 minutes from now. It's an in-person And this is a hotel, the BOE 287.
Right. And if you look on your computer folders, I gave you three comps in the area that recently sold.
Okay, so the 32987 is the assessed value that the assessors come to. I'm going to go ahead and call just to see if they're going to be here.
Dushar, McMillan, and Associates. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know the extension of your intended party, you may enter it at any time. For dial by last name directory, press 1. For human resources and accounting, press 2. For tax-related or unclaimed property inquiries, press 3.
David,
you
have
a DMA client that requires application support.
You've got an extension.
Including but not limited to Web Toolkit.
What is it?
Tax interchange for retail.
2372.
Press 4.
Are
you? You are a DMA employee and require technical support.
Are you Daniel?
For all other inquiries, press 0.
It's 2372.
Press star.
Huh?
2372.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
People, will I transfer your call?
Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I have a tax appeal here. It looks like we need extension 2372.
2372. Just one moment, please.
Thank you.
Your call is being forwarded to a Mitel voicemail system. Extension 2372 is not available. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished,
is that
you may
Daniel?
Hang up or press pound for additional options.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have a property tax appeal. Looks like it's set. It says in person in about 3 minutes. This is the last case on the docket today. We're just trying to find out if somebody plans to be here or if we needed to call in what we needed to do on this tax appeal or if it's the tax appeal is being withdrawn. We're supposed to make a decision whether someone is here or not. So if somebody does intend to appeal this, what number do they call back in here if they were to call back in? Taney County Circuit County Clerk? Or
the County Clerk's Office.
If you can call the County Clerk's Office, Taney County Clerk, not the Circuit Clerk, but the Clerk, if you wish to call us back. Thank you.
He has another motel tomorrow.
There is another hotel tomorrow?
Yeah.
Was this one a reschedule, or has this always been on the docket for today?
The other one is also from with Daniel Willert. So. Unless it's the same one. The one that's on the 19th is 3355 Shepherd Hills. So let's see what that goes to.
19th being tomorrow. Okay. It must be in the morning.
Let me see if it's even the same one.
Looks like they got three hotels here.
Tomorrow?
Well, I don't know if they've appealed all of them, but they had Zena. I don't know. Is that Xenia?
Xenia Sturgeon Bay, I believe.
Xenia Sturgeon Bay. I think it was Xenia Branson and Xenia.